on Monday, and we go to Washington, D.C. And let us welcome the one and only David Lightman. David, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, I'm fine. And I, you know something, I think about you a lot, wonder what you're doing and who's, you know, who's taking care of you. Is anybody taking care of you down there?
Pardon?
I said, is anybody taking care of you down there?
Well, professionally, yeah, sure. I'm in good shape. Took my grandson to the movies yesterday.
Good.
So there you go. Saturday was a work day, but, you know, I got to see history with the Kavanaugh vote, so I can't complain.
Now, is that the way you picked it? The way it went?
After Susan Collins spoke, yeah. Yeah, that was... nobody knew what Collins was going to do. And Lisa Murkowski and Jeff Flake and Joe Manchin. So heading into Friday morning, you still had four wild cards there. And even the most seasoned veteran, like me, couldn't have told you how that was going to come out. In fact, with Collins, until she got up there at 3 o'clock Friday to speak, we really didn't know. She didn't tip her hand. Same with Manchin, the senator from West Virginia. You just didn't know.
Well, I was not surprised. I'm being very honest. I'm not trying to make points or anything. But I just thought the way it happened that there would be enough people that would say, wait a minute now, let's go back over this. You know, this was a setup. And I think this is the reason that that it went the way it did. I think people decided more than not that that was what happened and let's put him in there.
Only 50 of them, 51. Although, look at Collins' speech. Agree or disagree, it was a very good speech. It was very well-reasoned. She spent the first half hour just going over his judicial record, which after all is, you know, a lot of what this is all about. And then she glided into the allegations against him and talked about the presumption of innocence. It's a very well-reasoned speech, again, regardless of which side you're on in this thing. And I think that, that meant a lot. That kind of calmed things down a little bit for the next 24 hours.
Well, again, my situation as far as thoughts went, I just think there are people down there that know what President Trump wants to do while he's there, to get that court all set up, and they don't want any more conservative judges, period.
Well, the people elected President Trump. So.
That's right.
Well, it's interesting, and we've been through this before, but look, there was always this presumption that you gave the president his people unless there was some, you know, horrible thing in their background. You know the history. I mean, yep. The two Clinton justices both got, 80, 90 votes, which meant they got a lot of Republican support. If you've ever seen the documentary about Ruth Bader Ginsburg that's been on, there's a clip there from Orrin Hatch, 1993, the Republican from Utah, conservative as they come, saying, you know, I disagree with you on darn near everything, but the country elected President Clinton, and therefore I'm going to vote for you. So, and that was the usual way things were done. Not anymore.
Well, again, what does this have? Now, I'm just asking you for a thought here because you've been down there for almost forever.
Yep.
What does this say about the future and that court?
That's what's so frightening. I think the court itself will be okay. I think, look, whether you agree or disagree, say with Clarence Thomas, who was confirmed, I think it was 52-48, and we forget how contentious that was, but agree or disagree, he's taken his place on the court. He has not been, you know, an outspoken, strident justice. You know, you could disagree with his views, but, you know, he served his term without rancor. And I think that's what's going to happen with Kavanaugh. The bigger worry is the confirmation process. Will anyone get a fair shot anymore, a fair hearing? Democrat, Republican, you know, should the country elect a Democrat in 2 years or 6 years? Will they get a fair hearing from Republicans? That's what scares me, this rush to judgment on a partisan basis.
And you know something? I hadn't thought of that, but it's a big point. No question the way you mentioned it right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You look at Chris Dodd, Joe Lieberman, they always, you know, they disagreed with the people that Reagan appointed, Bush and so forth, but, you know, unless there was some compelling reason, they went along, you know, the people had spoken. I don't know if people believe that anymore.
Now, about the President of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It seems everywhere he goes, he gets tremendous crowds. They just, I mean, it's alive and everything. Is this something that you believe will continue or not?
Oh, sure. Listen, he's the president, and 46% of the people voted for him, and his approval rating is still in the low 40s. Sure. He went to, was it Topeka, Kansas the other night?
Yeah, that's where he was.
People waited 8 hours to get into that. 8 hours.
You're kidding.
And I've seen that. Yeah, yeah. He's the president, and he doesn't come to Topeka that often, and people voted for him. They like him. That to me is not unusual. Every president enjoys that. The question is, could he go into more hostile territory and get that kind of crowd? I'd like to see him go to, you know, suburban Boston or West Hartford or something and see what happens.
But you know something, what I find?
What's
when
that?
I ask people, and I do ask people when I'm out, you know, going out on appearances and stuff, they say, don't say anything, but I'm for Trump.
Yeah, well, you and I have talked about this. And remember, I found this in 2016. People, how can I put this? People in better educated, upper middle class, it's not polite to praise Donald Trump. They vote for him, but they're not going to come out and tell you that because, well, for various reasons. So, yeah, I'm not surprised at all. We've seen that for 2.5 years now.
Well, again, Monday's always great. Start the week with you, and you're doing great, and I thank you so much for being with me today.
Oh, hey, and thank your listeners for being who they are, engaged, attentive. I love it.
See you next Monday.
Talk to you then. Thanks, Brad.
You bet. 8 o'clock, my friends. We'll be back right after the news.